again.
Done got to work, KF4NXY.
Kirk, we're still out there, David. KO4HX.
Dude, I didn't catch what you said.
This sinus stuff still got me where I can't hardly talk. That's why I hadn't jumped in much this morning. I said I was on the road again. The message on JSA call, I replied to it. I don't know if you got mine.
A message from you. I don't know if there's another one, but yeah, I haven't been on a couple days. Been kind of busy, but I'll check it when I get home later.
I sent the one.
Got it.
One since, what, Friday night when it started feeling bad.
One of my computers, because I figure I don't need two PCs running all the time at my ham desk. So I took one of them down. I'm consolidating, but I still don't have remote backup yet working yet, so I'm still working on that.
Daylight over here.
A little bit of a navy blue hue in the sky.
Time changes this weekend, and that's the way with that, moves it to the evening.
You know, pick one time thing or another and leave it alone. Because all these electronic clocks and stuff, it's aggravating to keep changing them.
Pick one or the other and leave it alone, that's for sure.
What's your plans for this coming weekend? I thought I heard you saying something earlier about going somewhere.
This weekend, over to Sevierville Ham Fest on the 15th.
Okay, yeah. I might, where can you find, maybe like a list of the Ham Fest and stuff? You go to the ARRL webpage.
The ARRL webpage, you can set a radius of how far away you want to drive, and it will show you HamFest, that the ones that people put on there with the ARRL. So if it's not one that's listed there, you just gotta catch it on Facebook or know somebody that's telling you about it, or just word of mouth.
It's how I catch some of them. There's a local club that does a really, small one most every year. Down around there, some small local lake, there's a little park, and, there's no parking fee or anything like that. They just, do a little bit of tailgating and might do a little cookout or something.
Henderson Ham Fest.
Hey guys, I'm going to say 7-3. I made it here to the parking lot. So everybody have a good day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later. W2JKT.
Ken, KF4NXY. That is the Anderson Ham Fest that I was thinking about there.
A small one, but more interaction with individuals.
I held it a couple times. I've always enjoyed going to it.
And a couple other guys up around the house are going to ride over for the day. And I don't know if Andrew's going to ride with us or not. He's thinking about it.
Don't know if I've, I don't think I got anything I got to do on that date now. See what the wife's got in mind. We might head that way.
And the 40's down to one lane each direction. Either that or you got to go around. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
Yeah, I forgot about that. They still fixing roads.
Yesterday, that there are parts of I-40 that won't be reopened again until 2028.
Surprise me. I mean, it took a pretty big hit, and I know the rock quarries are having a hard time keeping gravel for everybody. I've ordered gravel 3 weeks ago and can't get it for another couple of weeks just because they don't have any of it.
Bug out for a while. I'll get you a little later. KF4NXY.
Have a good day, KO4HKX.
Good day, WTJKD. Very spicy this morning.
I don't see how y'all drive 85 every day. That drive me insane.
Definitely not here this morning.
Aggression and impatience usually not a good combination for driving.
And then you got the people on the other end of the spectrum that are incompetent or oblivious, and that just makes it worse.
That KO4H kicks. But what do you do?
A guy in a FedEx double going down the left lane in that section where no trucks are allowed in the left lane. He just realized he's got a trooper behind him. He's trying to squeeze his way back into the middle lane now.
Probably getting one of them revenue sharing coupons in. He never know.
Him up, he's getting pulled over. Get to the office.
Quick question for you. The Milwaukee batteries, do they have an internal heater in them?
No, but I may not know. But I don't think so.
Because we had a bunch of different batteries out there for winter field day when it was so cold, and the Milwaukee battery, I had the 18 volt 12 amp hour, was one of the few that would work with the cold temperatures.
Better cells in them.
Like I said, everybody else was having trouble with their batteries, and mine worked fine. Didn't seem to affect it at all, to be honest with you.
Other batteries.
Down, key up. They run the radio on receive, but if you keyed up, they'd shut down.
It's just, you know, not good quality cells in those, because the internal resistance, you know, has a dependence on temperature. And obviously it gets really, really high at low temperature, but if you use better cells, it's not as big a problem. And, you know, they will self-heat once you start drawing some current from them. They will self-heat, especially at low temperature because of the high internal resistance. Will actually heat them up, and it's kind of a self-solving problem.
I was just curious because, you know, I know there's a difference between Harbor Freight batteries and Milwaukee batteries. Everybody likes to think there's not, but there is. There's a reason they cost more.
Cells, Harbor Freight's using the cheapest cells they can get out of, you know, some factory in China somewhere, and then they're not good.
You can tell by the weight when you pick them up, different batteries.
Any tool batteries that have heaters in them. I'm only starting to see self-heated lithium iron phosphate, like RV batteries and stuff. You know, I've seen a few on Amazon, like, you know, 100 amp hour LFP battery that's self-heated. You know, when you plug it into a charger, it'll use some of the charging current to run a heater. But, you know, those are still pretty few and far between.
Well, a couple of guys are asking me about it. I told them I would ask you. If you knew, if anybody knew, it would be you. That in my circle, anyway.
Yeah, you know, 100% the quality of the cell that they're using. So, you know, we use our, you know, Milwaukee gets our best stuff, you know. So they're going to have the best cells in them. And then, you know, the other, you know, the cheaper you go, you know, the cheaper those cells are going to be.
Well, good to know. I'll pass that information along to them. A lot of them are looking to mimic what I did during field day because they had so much trouble out of the batteries.
Like a DC to DC converter to get it down to 13.8?
So, remember, we talked about this, I don't know, a year or so ago, maybe longer. And I done that, and I'm using my Milwaukee batteries because I've got plenty of them. And I was able to work fine with no trouble through the whole day. And even they use my batteries some because they're sweating working.
Yeah, part to for the product team to add a 13.8-volt DC output to our battery power stations, but I did not succeed in that effort. The cost was just going to be too high. And then so I pitched, you know, hey, well, how about like a module bay where you can have different modules that you can plug in, like a 13.8 supply or a USB, you know, charging bank or whatever. And I was not able to do that either. They're just so sensitive on cost. So yeah, it's a shame because I would love to have been able to do that.
Well, I don't know. For me, it's easy enough to use the converter and just take it into a bulkhead, and then I can jump over, power whatever I need to. And they may be looking at it the same way, that, and there's just not enough need for it.
Okay, but anyway, I'm going to sign with you, Patrick. I'm getting down here where I'm losing the repeater, so I hope you have a good day and I hope you feel better. Maybe we'll catch you Thursday morning, my next drive-in. Talk to you later. This is WCU JKT.
Thank you. Have a good, safe trip on into the office and home if I don't catch you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.